Part 3. Between Planets. Chapter 15. Discovery. The ship was still only 30 days from Earth. But sometimes David Bowman could hardly believe that he had ever really lived there. His life now was in the closed little world of Discovery. When he spoke to Frank Poole about this, he found that Frank had the same feelings. But this sense of separation was easy enough to understand. In the 50 years since men had first gone into space, there had never been a mission quite like this. Discovery was going past Mars and Jupiter all the way to Saturn, and she would never return. For Discovery, it would be a one-way trip. But her crew had no intention of dying. If all went well, they would be back on Earth within 7 years. For 5 of these years, they would be in hibernation, while they waited for rescue by Discovery 2, which had not yet been built. It was a calculated risk, like all voyages into the unknown. But experiments had proved that human hibernation was perfectly safe, and it had opened up new possibilities in space travel. The 3 other members of the crew, all scientists who would not be needed until the ship reached Saturn, would sleep through the whole flight there. In this way, a lot of food and other materials would be saved. Also, they would be fresh and rested after the 10-month voyage. Then the ship would orbit Saturn, giving them 100 days to map and study a world 80 times the area of Earth, and surrounded by 15 known moons, one of them as large as the planet Mercury. They would radio their discoveries back to Earth, so even if the explorers never returned, these would not be lost. Sometimes Bowman envied Whitehead, Kaminsky, and Hunter, his 3 unconscious colleagues. They were free from all problems and all responsibility. Until they reached Saturn, the outside world did not exist. But that world was watching them while they slept. In the control room, there were 5 small screens. The last 2, marked Poole and Bowman, were plain and lifeless. Their time would not come until a year from now. The others were covered with small green lights, which showed that everything was well with the 3 sleepers. They also had a set of moving lines showing heartbeat, breathing, and brain activity. This last line hardly moved at all. If any consciousness remained, it was beyond the reach of instruments. Bowman knew this from personal experience. Before he was chosen for this mission, his reactions to hibernation had been tested. When all the instruments were in place on his body, he had seen a pattern of moving lights for a few seconds. Then they had disappeared, and darkness had come. He never felt the drugs take effect, or the first touch of cold as his body temperature was reduced to a few degrees above freezing. When he woke up, it seemed that he had hardly closed his eyes. But he knew that was wrong. Somehow he was sure that years had passed. Had the mission been completed? Had they already reached Saturn, finished their work, and gone into hibernation? Was Discovery 2 here to take them home? He opened his eyes, but there was little to see. Warm air was blowing across him, and quiet music came from a speaker behind his head. It was slowly growing louder and louder. Then a relaxed, friendly voice. He knew it came from a computer, spoke to him. "Hello, Dave. Do not get up or attempt any violent movements. Do not try to speak." He did not want to get up. He was happy knowing that the rescue ship had come and that soon he would be seeing other human beings. Sometime later, another voice spoke to him. This time, it was human. It was also familiar. "Hello, Dave. You're fine. You can talk now. Do you know where you are?" He thought about this, and had to admit to himself that he was not really sure. He shook his head. "Don't worry, Dave. This is Frank Poole. Everything's fine. We're going to open the door now and pull you out." Soft lights came on, and then all his memories returned to him, and he knew exactly where he was. Though he had come back from the furthest borders of sleep and the nearest borders of death, he had been gone only a week. The mission was still more than a year in the future. He was still in the crew trainer at the Houston Space Flight Center.